Message number 478. One third of the earth will be destroyed as the angels pour fire from the four corners of the heavens. Friday, July 6, 2012 at 04:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the time has been set aside so that these my holy messages to the world are heard by every soul, young and old, throughout each nation. Many of God's children will sit up and listen to my instructions if they are given access to these messages. Know now that changes have already begun as prophesied, where the crops will no longer yield their fruit as before, and when the seasons will no longer be the same. These changes are by the hand of my Eternal Father as He brings in new laws of the earth which no man will fail to notice. Nothing in the world by the laws of nature will remain as they once did. The seas will rise, the waters will pour, the earth will shake, and the soil will become barren. My Father will impose a great chastisement to stop the spread of sin, which is a source of great sorrow for Him. Those nations which defy His laws will suffer much. They will soon understand that their sins will no longer be tolerated, and they will be punished. Their punishment is to prevent them from infesting other souls, and unless they change their wicked ways, they will be forced to do so through divine intervention. My daughter, you must spread my word quickly now as the warning draws closer. Many nations must be given the Book of Truth so that they can prepare themselves for my second coming. The time for my second coming will be after the warning. Chastisements handed down by the angels in heaven by the command of my Father have commenced in stages. These will continue to escalate as sin continues to surge. The battle has begun, and the early stages can be seen in many countries. You will all bear witness to climate destruction, which will rain upon the earth as it groans in pain because of the degradation of sin. The shaking will increase, and nation after nation will suffer according to the stain of sin which corrupts its core. Leaders who follow the Antichrist will not escape the eye of my Father, and they will be destroyed. My Father punishes those who lead wicked governments now in order to salvage His children from their wicked grasp. He will not stand back and watch as these leaders who follow the Antichrist, who remains hidden at this time, destroy His children. One third of the earth will be destroyed as the angels pour fire from the four corners of the heavens. Then many will know that something is wrong, and that is caused because of the anger of my Father. Yet many will still not learn. After the warning, many will convert. Yet many won't, even when they are all given the proof of the state of their souls. They will still idolize the false allure which they think the earth has to offer. Only this time their lusts and those material idols they worship will become even more obscene and wicked. All their sins, visible to all those who can see them for what they are, will become so ugly that few of God's children will be able to bear to watch. Every abhorrent sin will be publicly displayed with contempt for God. Every action will degrade the sinner to such depths that they will behave like animals. All respect for the human body will disappear, and every evil lust will be flaunted for the world to see without any shame in their souls. These are Satan's prisoners. All of them are children of God, but they will lose their souls to the beast. Chastisements are part of God's plans to cleanse the earth in order to purify both the sinner and the ground you walk on. Only when the earth is purified can my second coming take place. Pray, my followers, for the courage and the fortitude to deal with these chastisements. You must never fear them, for you my army will pray for those and for those nations and help in the purification needed for the conversion of humanity. The seal of the living God will protect each and every one of you. It is because of the love my Father has for all of his children that he must chastise them, for if he doesn't they will march forward unwillingly towards the gates of hell. Your Jesus.